2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Friday afternoon, everybody. This is your daily puck drop presented by the DFS Army. I'm your host, MDelagnus14, MattD142 on FanDuel. And here with me today on this beautiful Friday is Mr. Robert Flynn. Flynn, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. DFS on Twitter, Flynn710 on FanDuel. We have a spectacular 8-game slate for you today. Finally, after 2 weeks of crappy slates, we can actually play some cash games.
I know. We've had a rough stretch with the All-Star game, and then everyone on their break, and finally we have a good slate to play. But we don't want to keep you guys too long because we know it's Friday. You got busy lives. You want to get your research in, get to partying on this Friday night. So we're going to dive right into this 8-game slate.
Friday. It's Freebie Friday on DFSArmy.com. Everything is open for you guys to take a look at. If you want to sign up, use promo code NHLPodcast. Best research stations, best optimizers, best coaches in the business.
Get in while you can. Save that money. And without further ado, we're going to dive right in. Decent 8-game slate tonight. All games are starting at 7 or 7:30 with one game at 8 o'clock, so everything will be done pretty early today. Got some uncertainty in the goal. So, Flynn, you got the Vegas numbers out here?
Take a look. All right. Highest money line right now is Pittsburgh favorite over Ottawa at 234, followed by Toronto minus 170. Buffalo's a 156 favorite over Chicago. Matt and I are in agreement on that, but I'm not sure that makes a whole lot of sense. And everything else after that is 140 or below. Not a lot of heavy favorites, only a couple that are implied to score a ton of goals. That's going to be a fun slate.
We'll start right up like we always do with our goalies. Just had a little shake-up right before we started recording, so it changes a little things. But we have a few guys who we're really looking at tonight. We're going to start off with both of our top cash guy today, which is Ben Bishop for the Dallas Stars. He's been playing really well, and he's a goalie that we always like to use at home because he's pretty much lights out at home. Against Minnesota, he's got a really good matchup. Neither of these teams are scoring much, and they're suppressing a lot of shots, so I don't see a ton of upside in tournaments with him in getting that 35 to 38 saves, but definitely a good 25 to 30 point FanDuel game with a win tonight is not out of the question. I think he's the safest guy in cash games. So what about you, Flynn?
Absolutely. Got a 4-3 record, 232 goals against, and 918 save percentage. The win-loss record is decent, but the guy he's going up against has very similar numbers. Devin Dubnyk, I'd save him for tournaments only. As far as cash game guys go, it's either, like you said, Ben Bishop or Thomas Greiss from the Islanders. 2-1 record, 168 save percentage, or 168 goals against.
Yeah, and if you guys check out the Beat the Bookie, same thing, use code NHLPodcast, save 20% over there. Any sports betting you want. They have the Minnesota and Dallas game, two lowest totals on the slate, both under 3 goals projected, which is, it's going to be either 2-1, 1-0. It's going to be a snooze fest at that late game tonight.
I think that's the place to get your goalie, especially in cash games. After that, just fade it and just watch a good hard-hitting hockey game. It's not going to have much for DFS.
So we have some uncertainty. There's not really many goalies who are confirmed tonight, but if Marc-Andre Fleury is confirmed for Vegas, I also like him in cash games. Right now, he's our top projected goalie from our research station. And the matchup against Carolina, he should see plenty of shots. And Vegas is doing a great job at not allowing goals. In the last 10 games, he's got a .920 save percentage and allowing just 2.1 goals against. He might not start. There's rumors that someone else is going to start behind him, and he might start tomorrow night. But if he does start, I do like him and Bishop both in cash games tonight.
Absolutely. Taking the goalie against Carolina has been a GPP winning strategy lately because they do shoot the puck a ton. I'd take a shot with Manny Legacy in tournaments, but keep it for the big tournaments. I'm not sure how much I would trust him. Definitely not in cash, not even in small field GPPs. Another goalie you can take a look at is Matt Murray. I think he's going to take a lot of the ownership. Highest money line, lowest implied team total. He's coming off a couple of duds. But over the last month, he's 6-2-0 with a .262 goals against and a .917 save percentage. Decent numbers, but he's very expensive, and he's trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and then the other side of that game, which he's now likely to start Anders Nilsson for Ottawa. I do have a ton of interest in tournaments for him tonight. He's been playing really good lately, and he does have the upside. Everyone's going to be on the pit offense, and I think Nilsson can shut them down with Shabbat and CeCe in front of him, pretty much blocking everything that comes in their way. If you look at Nilsson's last 5 games, FanDuel point-wise, he's got 34, 28, 10, 34, 33. Against some pretty decent offenses, and Carolina shoots a ton, Colorado, San Jose, the Kings, and the Ducks. And he's had no less than 28 saves in those 5 games. So I think he's a great tournament play. No one's going to own him because everyone's going to be on the Pittsburgh side of that game.
Absolutely, and Ottawa is actually playing decent defense over the last month. They're ranked 9th in goals allowed, and they're middle of the pack in shot suppression. So there'll be a ton of shots fired at Nilsson, and if he's on his game, he can absolutely break the slate.
Yeah, I'll definitely have some exposure. My favorite tournament goalie was Dave Riddick, but now he's not starting because
that just went to hell.
They decided to start Mike Smith for some who knows why. So I had to find another favorite GPP goalie, and I think Nelson's going to be that guy for me tonight.
I'm 100% with you on that one. Take a shot with Frederik Andersen. He's going to have some ownership. He's a good goalie, but keep that for large field GPPs.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to play him unless a lot of things change between now and lock.
I agree with that. Anyone else in the Nets for you today?
I think we covered it.
Yeah, so
Vasilevskiy's going to get some looks, but after what he just did against the Penguins, I'm not going to go anywhere near him.
Yeah, and the Islanders have been playing really well. And so to recap, our top cash game goalies are going to be Thomas Greiss, Ben Bishop, and for tournaments, you can go to Nilsson, Andersen, Dubnyk, Vasilevskiy, Murray, and that's really it for me in goalie today. Want to move on to centers?
Let's go to center.
A few guys. We actually have a good amount of guys priced up over 8K today. And honestly, I think today's a pay down spot at center. The top guys are in all pretty tough spots, or they're not playing that well lately. So my top center, if I'm paying up, is likely going to be Sean Monahan against Washington. Braden Holtby's been absolutely abysmal lately. They're allowing over 4 goals a game, and Calgary 1 is still rolling. If I am paying up, I think he's the highest I'll go at 8K on FanDuel.
I don't think there's anybody I'd take above him. Maybe Sidney Crosby, but that'd be a large field GPP only. I don't think he's worth the ownership that he's going to carry. Eric Staal on the radar. So he is priced down a lot further than I thought.
If you want to get a piece of the Dallas offense, Tyler Seguin, 7,800. He'd be the only guy for Dallas besides one of his defensemen that I'd look at. He's been playing well. He's got solid floor, but other than that, I'm pretty much avoiding that game except for Ben Bishop.
Absolutely. And take a look at Jonathan Toews.
Oh, if I'm paying up, it's Toews. I'd probably save the 500 from Monahan to Toews, because Toews has been on another level right now, and against Carter Hutton, it's a great matchup.
Above 7K, I think it would be Jonathan Toews number one, Monahan two, and come down to Matt Duchesne right at 7K.
Yeah, Duchesne's been on fire lately. I mean, 7K, you want about 15 points. He's done that three times in his last six games. But we know the upside that he has, and he's going to be low-owned with the rest of Ottawa because people are going to, like I said, they're going to be on Murray and they're going to be on the Pittsburgh side of the ball. Or the puck. Wrong sport for a second there.
Who are you looking at below 7K?
Below 7K, let's see, we got three guys at 6.9. And the top guy I look at there is Sebastian Aho, if Fleury does not start.
Exactly. He's very contingent on Manny Legacy. I'm not going to touch the Carolina offense with Fleury in net.
If Legacy does start, though, Aho is going to be in my cash lineups. The floor for him and the upside with Legacy starting, it just goes way up.
And if you're playing cash games, Dylan Larkin is number one there, just below 7K. He's 6.9.
You would use him in cash?
We'll go smaller field TPPs.
Yeah, that's what I would say. He's a little too volatile for me. That's me. I mean, if you want to use him in cash, like, he does have a solid floor lately of about 8 points, but for me, I want a little bit more than that, and he could go out there and have no shots, and the only reason he had eight in his last one was because he had an assist, but he had no shots, no blocks. But other than that, he usually sits around 3 to 6 shots per game.
I do like Toronto 1 as a sneaky stack.
Yeah.
I said Toronto, I meant Detroit 1.
Detroit 1. Yeah, make sure you guys listen. Make sure you guys listen to the whole podcast. We give our sneaky stacks at the end. Don't jump out early on us. Anything else in that 6K range? It's kind of a wasteland for me there on this slate anyway.
Eric Staal, maybe, like I said, but big tournaments only. Not really messing with much offense in that game.
What about Nick Backstrom?
He's playing well, but I'd much prefer him if Ovechkin wasn't on his All-Star game suspension.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I like the way he's been playing a little bit better than Kuznetsov, and he's a little bit cheaper, $500. But I like Kuznetsov's line a lot better.
I'm with you on that. I'm not really sure where I want to go with Washington, but I know I want some exposure to him now that Mike Smith is starting.
Yeah, and a guy that wasn't really on my radar before that we'll get into in defense, I'd probably like him a lot more now.
I think I know where you're going with that.
Moving down, top end of the 6K range, any interest in Ryan Johansson?
A little bit of interest in him. Is he back off his suspension?
Yeah, I believe so. He'll be eligible.
I know he suspended two games. I wasn't sure if they had only played one.
Yeah, no, because he played the 23rd against Vegas, and that was his first game off the suspension.
Okay.
And he had a goal, three shots, and a block, 18 points.
I like him, but I'd only use him in a stack if you're stacking up Nashville 1. I trust his wingers much more as one-offs.
Yeah. All right, so just underneath him, Paul Stastny, is that how you say it?
Stastny.
Yep. One day I'll get all these names right. I just don't know when. But I really like Vegas too. They're playing really good in Carolina, especially if Peter Mazarek starts. Vegas is in a great spot. I prefer their second line over their top line. If I do go on their top line, we'll mention him a little bit later. There will be only one guy there. But he's got 11, 8, 21, 9, 24. Decent floor. I'd probably lean him more in a stack for tournaments and use his wingers in cash games as value. But Vegas 2 is one of my favorite stacks of the slate tonight.
Can't argue with you on Stastny. But if you look at the numbers of his wingers, those guys, like you said, are a lot safer as one-offs and cash game guys. But Stastny should be setting those guys up. Love him in a stack. You go just below him, quite possibly my favorite center on the slate, is Vincent Trocheck. guy's been playing out of his mind since coming back from what should have been a season-ending injury. But he's a hockey player.
Yeah. If you see our sheet later at DFSArmy.com, he'll be in blue. And if you guys don't know what in blue means, sign up, use NHL Podcast, save 20%, and find out what exactly we're talking about for DFS Army members only. Going down, you looking at anyone else in the cheaper 4.5 to 5.5? I think people
Nick
are going to
chase.
Benino
in a GPP.
Who's that?
Nick Benino.
In tournaments?
Absolutely in tournaments only. His last five, he has 26 or more points 3 times, but he has 1-0 in there. Absolutely not a guy I want to mess with in cash, but he did put up a 26.4 the last time they played against Florida on the 19th.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty low owned. Obviously only a tournament play. Any interest in Chris Tierney in an Ottawa stack? If you're going to get a little funky?
Absolutely, if you're getting a little funky. He keeps going overlooked, but he puts up a decent floor, about 10 points a night. He has a ceiling upwards of 30, but he doesn't test it very often. But going up against Pittsburgh and Matt Murray, absolutely worth a shot.
That's
edge against the chalk with could be a very sneaky player.
Yeah, definitely large field GPP only for him. I think the guy, $200 cheaper, Nazem Kadri, he's going to take a lot of ownership.
Especially coming off the 50 he dropped the other night.
Yeah. And right now he is in my initial cash build. I don't think it's going to stay there, but he's good value on Toronto in a decent matchup against Jimmy Howard. And I don't think I'm really paying up at center today because there's other positions that I'm going to pay up for more.
Absolutely. If I'm forced to take a Toronto center, it's going to be Kadri.
And he gets power play time.
He gets top power play time. And he's half the price of Matthews and Tavares.
And he's actually playing better than both of them right now, fantasy point-wise.
Way more consistent.
I can never get Tavares right. Every time I use him, he just waits until, like, the third period. And then he's like, all right, now I'll score a goal. Last time I played him, I was freaking sitting at work bartending, watching the game, and I'm like, can this guy just score one goal? And then it took him, like, till the third period to score, and I'm like, I mean, thanks, better late than never, but.
Oh, he's maddening. Terrific real-life player, but he'll drive you nuts in DFS.
You got
I always
that right.
Get him wrong, too. If I'm on Tavares, Matthews goes off. If I'm on Matthews, Tavares goes off.
If I'm on Sebastian Aho, he scores 6 points.
Just a disclaimer. Matt announces today that he's playing Sebastian Aho, fade the hell out of him. He may not even come out of the dressing room.
Yeah.
Matt's not on him, Aho will drop a hat trick.
I mean, that's what happened the last time I was on him. I was on him one game, puts up, I think, 3.2. The next game, I'm like, yep, I'm not touching him. He was popping on the Domination Station optimizer, and I'm pretty sure he had 3 goals. And I didn't use him.
And the next day, I was on him to keep riding that hot streak, and I'm pretty sure I was cursing you all night.
Yeah, pretty much, because you're like, don't play him, because I'm playing him. And I didn't play him that day, and he probably went off again.
Anybody else for centers that you like?
Not for me. It's pretty clear-cut, the pool. I only have, like, 8 guys in my center pool, maybe 9.
If you're feeling squirrely, maybe an Anthony Cirelli, if you want some Tampa Bay exposure. The young guy has just been streaky lately. Not sure I want to mess with him. Glenn Denning from Detroit, maybe. Now I'm just seeing what sticks to the wall.
Yeah, I think
center's kind of a wasteland today.
It is. I think that's where you're going to find your value. You're going to pay up in 2 wing spots, 1 defense, and the rest is going to be pretty mid-range. But, yeah, ready to move on to wings?
Move on.
My top guy, Patrick Kane. Going to keep riding this guy until he stops playing hockey.
Patrick Kane all the way.
He's going to be a staple in my cash games. The matchup is wonderful against Carter Hutton. He's projected in our research station 23 points, one of the highest values at wing, even at the high price tag. He's been absolutely on fire, the hottest wing on the slate the last 10 games and in the last 5 games. He's got 7 goals and 14 assists with 44 shots in his last 10. Moving on to his last 5, he's got 5 goals, 8 assists, 26 shots. This is a hot streak. You just got to roll. I don't really care what his price is. I think he should be probably 9-2. I think that would be a better price for him. So at 8,900 with the other wing value we have, for me, plug and play in cash games and in tournaments.
Absolutely, and he's going up against Carter Hutton. Even though he's the starter in Buffalo, he's been a lot less consistent than Allmark. In the last 4 games, Patrick Kane's dropped over 50 twice.
And he's doing it on the road and at home.
It doesn't matter, home, road. He's killing everybody right now.
He says, give me the ice and skates, and I will produce.
Feeling squirrely, pair him up with Jonathan Taves, and there is a massive ceiling with those two.
Yeah, and then round that stack out with Alex DeBrincat on the power play, and there's all Chicago's goals right there for you, and I love that stack. Love it!
Yeah, no, we're talking about Chicago. Go down to value. Guy's playing center on Patrick Kane's line, but for some stupid reason, FanDuel still has him as a winger. That's Dylan Strome.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite values. Pair him with Kane if you don't want to pay up for Taves. Oh, actually, hold on. He is not on the top line.
No, he's not. I just pulled that up, too.
He's on the second line, which makes him and DeBrincat a great pair, great value.
And a whole lot cheaper than playing Patrick Kane.
Or just play Strome, Cat, and Kane and let it roll. Then you get two.
Yeah, those guys are all on the power play unit.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Strome, Taves, Kane, Gustafson, and Cat.
I wish Gustafson was playing a little better.
Me too. He was rolling going into the Winter Classic. We've been scuffling a little bit since then.
Yeah. I think in my... So I've been doing... I really like the $5 single entry on FanDuel for tournaments. The payout structure, I think, is really good. It's not super at the top. It's like 1200. I mean, this is for NBA. I'm not exactly sure the NHL breakdown, but it's like 1,000, 800, 7, 6. It goes in small increments compared to some of the bigger tournaments where are very top heavy. But get in those $5, $10 single entries, and they're winnable. They are extremely winnable, and there's not 30, 40, 50,000 entries.
It's one of the things we teach and harp on inside the DFS Army. You have to construct your lineup, but you also have to put it in the right contests.
Yeah, and the single entries, Sharks got as many entries as we do. And you know what? We're Sharks, too, at the DFS Army. Moving back on to winger, we got a little off track there for a second, but that's all right.
Sometimes.
Johnny Gaudreau, any interest in him?
In GPPs, absolutely. If you're paying up that high, I'm still looking at Patrick Kane. But anybody going up against Braden Holtby has been gold lately. And that whole Calgary one.
Yeah, they've been really good, and he's obviously, they're still top in line production in the last 10 games. Second to, actually tied with Detroit 1 and right above Vegas 2, so they're probably going to garner some ownership because the matchup's great and Washington has been horrible, but I still prefer Patrick Kane if you're going to spend up that high. Top end of the 7K range, who are you looking at there?
Love 7K. And Victor Arvidsson, who, as we mentioned earlier, if you're playing Ryan Johansson, put Victor Arvidsson with him. He's been a little streaky lately, playing good game, bad game. It's a very good matchup against Florida. Gives up a ton of goals. They give up a bunch of shots. Luongo is nowhere near the guy he was even 2 or 3 years ago.
I think you can use him as a one-off.
Absolutely. He's a lot safer as a one-off than, like I said, a Ryan Johansson type.
But if I'm going there, I'm going to save $200 and go Jonathan Marchessault. These names, man. I'm just going to call him Marsh. So much easier.
That's what I do, too. The French language is bizarre. Add 1,000 letters at the end, and you still only pronounce like 3 letters.
Ooh, Brassard just got traded to Florida.
So that's why he got scratched last night.
Yes, sir. The wonderful trade deadlines in hockey and basketball all coming together.
Absolutely. Trading deadline messed everybody up in the NBA last night.
That was a big trade.
That was huge.
And I think both teams kind of won out on it. I mean, the Knicks are saving so much money.
And if Porzingis can stay healthy, that's a great deal for Dallas.
If he re-signs with them next year.
Yeah. You never know with the NBA. Fun to follow the storylines in that league, but blows my mind sometimes.
Yeah. All right, back to hockey. Yeah. We keep getting off sidetracked here.
In a stunning turn of events, Matt and I got sidetracked again.
Not surprised. So back to Marsh. If you look at his shots, it's hard not to use him in cash games. His floor is about 10 points. He had 9 shots last game against Nashville and just couldn't put one in the net. If he put one in, he's over 25 points. Against Minnesota, he had 7. Pittsburgh, that's when he had his hat trick, he had 4 shots. Winnipeg, 5. Chicago, 6. He's been shooting a ton lately, and he was the winger that I was mentioning for Vegas 1 against Carolina. I think him and Kane might be my 2 pay-up spots on the wing tonight in my cash lineup.
And absolutely.
Follow it with 2 value guys, which one of which is a cash lock for me. I don't like to use the word lock, especially in hockey, but with his production. And we'll get to him once we get a little bit lower in our value positions.
Absolutely. You go right between Arvidsson and Marchessault. More of a GPP guy for me. I think he's going to carry a lot of ownership, but that's Jake Guentzel. I'm not in love with Pittsburgh, but the way he's been playing lately, I trust him over Crosby, Malkin, Kessel, those guys.
Yeah, I had my eye on him. Don't mind him. He has been slowing down a little bit, but, I mean, still, his floor last game was 9 shots and blocks because he didn't score. So that's still a solid floor for 7.7, but
like you said, go $100 above or $100 below for the RV or Marchessault.
Yeah.
My 4-year-old saying hi.
Any interest in Forsberg at 7,400 tournament?
Hasn't tested his ceiling a lot lately, so I'd use him to finish off your Johansson Arvidsson stack. What are you doing, knucklehead? She's making up her own language.
So Forsberg in a stack, if you're stacking up Nashville 1.
Sure, he's got a floor of about 3 shots and blocks. A couple assists here and there, nothing consistent. Zach Parise would be a GPP guy. I'd take at $200 less than Forsberg. I've said many times I don't like this game. But Zach Parise is shooting a ton. And he's got a floor of between 10 and 15 points.
Like it.
I'm not going to touch him in cash. But he'll differentiate you in GPPs.
Definitely. Anyone else in the 7Ks for you?
Lindholm, if you want some exposure to Calgary 1, but can't afford Monahan or Gaudreau.
Yeah, like we always say with Lindholm, he's a assist machine. All right, so looks like Brassard and Shaheen are going to Florida, and McCann and Budugstad are going to Pittsburgh. Interesting trade.
Oh, your boy just got confirmed. Anders Nilsson.
Let's go. Fade Pitt. I said it this morning. I'm fading Pittsburgh. Just living
and by Jake Guentzel comment, I am off the Penguins.
I live and die by what I said in our Slack chat earlier. I'm fading Pittsburgh. Anthony, I'm fading Pittsburgh, and I'm playing Nilsson. See you at the top.
Goes to hell. Anthony is going to give both of us a lot of crap for it, but I'm okay with it.
Hey, and if Pittsburgh comes out and scores 8 goals, then we're wrong. Move on to tomorrow. Anyway, back to wing. We keep getting sidetracked, but it makes it fun.
We haven't done a podcast in a while because we haven't had a good slate in a while.
Yeah, and I move tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be a little shaky as well.
I just got another alert that Riley Smith is a game-time decision, so keep an eye on that. That may mess with the Vegas lines.
Yeah.
Right now, he's not projected. It's Brandon Peary on the top line.
I'm kind of off Brandon Peary.
He's off to a hot start when he got called up. But he's not, not riding that hot streak anymore.
Unless you're fully stacking Vegas 1, I probably won't touch him. There's other value that's way better. And Vegas 2, like I already mentioned two of the guys, or one of the guys on Vegas 2, but I'll mention the other two. Max Pacioretty and Alex Tuck. Is it Tuck?
Tuck.
I like those two guys. Tuck's got a salary decrease, I think. And he's been consistent. And
he may be the one that takes the hit if Riley Smith plays.
He might, yeah.
Brandon Perry down, and then bump Tuck down to the third line. I hope that doesn't happen. For his last five, 2 goals, 3 assists, 21 shots and blocks. Safest floor of anybody on Vegas 2 right now.
I think I'd prefer him over Max just because he's $700 cheaper.
Absolutely. But they both have similar numbers over the last five. But the slight edge to Alex Tuck.
We already mentioned Alex DeBrincat, like him. Here's a play no one's going to touch at his price is Mike Hoffman. Not using him in cash games. We used to ride the crap out of him when he was dropping 20 points game after game. Got moved down to the third line for Florida. But I do like Florida's power play, their top power play line. So if you are getting a little crazy in tournaments, I wouldn't mind using him with Florida's power play. Nashville's allowing, they're getting 3 penalties a game, and Florida's penalty percentage is almost like 30% lately, and Nashville's penalty kill is one of the lowest on the slate. So if you want to get a little crazy, don't mind going Hoffman in a Florida power play stack.
I like that Mike Hoffman play a lot. Especially if Pecorine starts. He's really scuffling lately. And everybody still thinks that Florida's worse than they are.
Any interest in Ryan Zingle tonight?
I do have interest in Ottawa. Not quite sure where I want to go with them, but Ryan Zingle's been good lately.
One game under 10 in his last 6. Pretty solid.
Pair him up with Matt Duchene.
Tournament only.
Absolutely tournament only, but 3 goals, 3 assists. 13 shots and blocks over the last 5.
If you want to use Sam Reinhart, pair him with Jeff Skinner in tournaments and Jack Eichel with Buffalo 1. Chicago's still allowing almost 40 shots per game and 4 goals. I'm not touching any of them in cash, but Buffalo 1 in tournaments could be a little bit lower owned and a bit overlooked.
Absolutely. Chicago is bottom 3 in the league over the last month in goals allowed and shots allowed. Buffalo's not scoring a ton, but they are shooting quite a bit, so it's only a matter of time before something goes in. They have a 3.4 implied team total today, which is the 4th most on the slate.
Anyone from 6'2 to about 5'8 you're looking at? I got a couple guys, but see who you got first. We'll probably agree because we're basically the same person.
Gustav Nyquist is GPP option with Dylan Larkin. I wouldn't use him alone.
Another tournament play, Jonathan Huberdeau. Power play, stack up, Florida power play. That's it, though. Larger field tournaments.
Absolutely. There are other Panthers I trust more. You know, right below him, $300 less. The guy who I like a ton now that Mike Smith is starting is TJ Oshie.
Yeah.
He has about 20 points in each of the last 3 games. He's going to see a lot more ice time, have a lot more opportunities to shoot now that Alex Ovechkin is out.
He might reach like 22 minutes tonight.
He's been averaging 18 or 19 a game most of the season. So I can absolutely see him get 3 to 4 minute boost and more time on the power play. I don't think his ownership's going to sneak up on anybody, though.
No, not with Ovechkin out. He'll probably be pretty chalky.
We just mentioned Alex Tuck. Like him a lot with that Vegas 2 stack. Wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't mention Shady's love for Bobby Ryan.
I was just gonna mention him, actually. That's funny. I'm on the fence with him.
He's GPP only for me. No floor, but he's tested his 20-point ceiling twice in the last 3 games. Pittsburgh's defense is suspect at best.
Ryan's got a floor of about 8 points, 3 to 4 shots every game, and usually 1 or 2 blocks. use them in your Ottawa 1 stacks and tournaments. Like we said, against the chalk, Ottawa is going to be – their whole top line might be less than 15% owned combined.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody's going to go near him. Right below him, I think Patrick Hornquist will garner some ownership. Just name recognition. People love Pittsburgh. I promise you I'm not playing him.
Remember last year he was shooing like 8 times a game? Like every game?
He was in my cash game lineup just about every night.
Until he reached like, what, 7.5? Then I was like, now you got to think about it. But he isn't doing much.
That off. Fairly often last year.
Yeah, he's just not doing anything this year.
Not consistent. Keeps getting booted off the top two lines by Dominic Simone and Brian Rust.
Not sure why, because he's better than both of them, but...
Those two are good, but they're very inconsistent.
That's why we're not coaches, I guess.
Exactly. You guys understand the sport way more than we do.
This is another goalie-dependent play. Nino Niederreiter. Solid floor of late. He's been on fire since he's come over to Carolina. Basically, 3 to 4 shots as his floor. Can poke through a couple goals. I'm only going to use him if Fleury's not starting.
Exactly. If Legacy's in, I'm going to use him, pair him with Sebastian Aho. Otherwise, I'm not touching him. Definitely not a cash play. But in your league, smaller field GPPs, stack him with Sebastian Aho. But only if Manny Legacy starts. Yes. I'm not touching any Hurricanes if Fleury's in.
Down, we already mentioned Frank Vatrano. He's my cash game lock. Be on the lookout for the changes in the Florida lines with Jug getting traded.
So it's going to shuffle some things around.
They'll change up their second line for sure. So we could get more value, but we'll definitely mention that to the DFS Army members. NHL podcast saves you 20%. Then you can get in and get all the late breaking news, coaches sheets, coaching, one-on-one. Any help you can get, we're there all day.
Somebody's always in our Slack chat. You can DM us. We get those alerts. Even if we're out on the road, be able to reply to your questions.
I think Mike Hoffman might get moved up to the second line.
He probably will.
That would be the most logical thing, I think. And that's
top six guy most of the year.
That would put him a little bit more in play.
Daily Faceoff is ahead of the game. I just refreshed, and they have a Penguins jersey where Nick Bjugstad is.
Yeah, and Jared McCann, too.
Yeah, I just scrolled down.
Josh Brown, the only one they have the front of the jersey on. Anyone else down for wing for you? We already mentioned Dylan Strome, Frank Vatrano, two guys that are under 5K. Those are really the only guys I'm looking at. I mean, you can take a shot at some of these guys that are lower, but I'm personally not going to unless I'm in stacks. And a couple guys for Detroit we'll get to in our stacks later on. But definitely not cash game plays.
Not a whole lot going on down here.
I think you just use Strome and Vatrano for your value, and you don't really have to go any lower.
There's no need to go any lower than 4,500. Andreas Athanasiou, he's got a floor of 3, but he can test his ceiling. GPP only. Happening, relies on his speed, so he's very GPP only.
That's all for me on this.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling down right now.
So I'm just looking at the $5 single entry. On FanDuel, there's only 476 entries. 250 to first, 150 to second, 100, 70, 50. So it goes down by like $10 increments, $5 increments as you get lower. I think it's a solid structured payout. I wish the payouts in hockey were a little bit higher for the single entry, but got to keep playing them to make them up the ante on it.
Exactly. It's a lot easier to beat 400 people than 4,000, though.
That's true.
You get that. Their big GPPs, usually $4.44. I'd rather just pay a few cents more, take the $5 single entry, and have a much better chance of winning it.
Yeah, don't take my line tonight. I'm winning that. You could take second.
Well, you and I usually have very similar lineups, so if it goes off, we'll both be in the top 5 somewhere.
Hey, that works. Ready to move on to defense and wrap this thing up, or?
Now let's go to defense.
Honestly, the top 4 guys. Today's a spend up on defense.
Absolutely.
Chris Letang, John Carlson, Roman Josi, Mark Giordano. They're really like 1A, B, C, and D for me. I could use any of them. I'm a little bit off Letang now that Nelson's starting, so I'm going to keep him more in tournaments. Like I said, I'm not playing Pittsburgh, so he won't be in my cash lineup.
John, aside from his last game where he dropped 34, he'd been trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and he'll be popular. I don't think he's going to kill you, though.
Oh, absolutely he will. Everybody loves playing him. Combination of Carlson, Josi, Gio, even go down a little bit to Victor Hedman and John Klingberg. Both offer solid floors.
I think I'd go Klingberg over Hedman. $600 savings. Tampa Bay's in a brutal matchup. Hedman's a little streaky. His last three has been amazing, but before that, he was kind of hot and cold. I love Roman Josi tonight against Florida.
I do too.
I'm going to try to get him in my cash lineup.
If I can find a way to get Josi and Carlson, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that'll be
it's going to be tough.
And it's like, do you play Carlson or do you play Giordano for $200 with basically the same upside?
Those three guys are very similar.
Or do you just use Carlson and Gio in the same lineup and then use Josi in a different lineup? That might be where I go today.
I see that game shooting out, so I like the idea of Gio and Carlson.
What was your prediction, like 75, 74?
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
We'll have to check our beat the bookie models on that one.
Wouldn't shock me if 10 goals were scored in that game.
Oh, not at all. Moving down under 6K, we already mentioned Klingberg. Any interest in Morgan Riley?
GPP only. I'm going to hold off on him. I want to see what kind of hit his production takes with the trade for Jake Muzzin.
And he's just been trending backwards. His shots are down. His blocks are down.
He relies very heavily on scoring.
He's a pass for me on this slate.
Yeah, if you're making a bunch of lineups, get some exposure to him. Other than that, I'm off.
Yeah, that 5-5 to 6K is kind of like a ghost town for me. I'm not really interested in any of them. Thomas Chabot was on fire, kind of slowed down a little bit. He's worth it in your Ottawa stacks in tournaments only. If he was like 5,000, I would say cash games, but I think he hasn't really been paying off his salary at 5,500, so I'm going to keep him in my tournaments.
Now, at that price range, I'd rather go Keith Yandle.
Yeah, in a better I would say a little bit better matchup, and especially on the power play. Oh, Cam Ward is confirmed for Chicago, so
load up on Buffalo.
That puts my Buffalo one stack back into play.
Buffalo definitely gets a bump with that.
Speaking of Buffalo, Rasmus Dahlin, one of my favorite defensemen, 4.9K. You can even go double D with him and Rasmus Ristolainen, and then use one wing and Jack Eichel to round out your stacks. Dahlin, I'll probably use in cash and leave Risto for tournaments, though.
I agree. A little safer floor with the rookie Dahlin.
You can either go Dahlin and then Ryan Ellis in your cash game.
All you do is stay at the same price range, 5K, go with Ryan Ellis. He may have the safest floor of the three.
Yeah, I agree there.
But I think Risto has the highest ceiling.
Agree. Because he scores a little bit more.
Yeah, just above them, Jared Spurgeon. I know I keep mentioning Minnesota and say I don't like them. There are a couple of guys that keep jumping out at me, but
Spurgeon's
just big GPP only. He's been consistent. He'll give you 10 to 15 points a night. Very rarely more or less.
Move down a little bit. Now under 5K. No one I'm interested really at the top of the 4,000 range.
Dougie Hamilton in a GPP, like we've said with every Hurricane. If Fleury's in, just deselect Carolina. Jaden Slavin I like a little bit more than his D partner, Hamilton. Hamilton probably has a better ceiling, but better floors with Jacob Slavin.
Yeah. I'm going all the way down to 4.2 and Cody Ceci in tournaments. His floor with block shots is probably the highest that I've seen all season. He just gets in front of everything.
He's a block shot machine over the last month.
And he's only 4,200. Not a bad price.
If the price ever goes up, I think that's right in that range. $3,000 more is TJ Brody from Calgary.
300 more, you mean?
What did I say, 3,000?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty big jump.
Yeah, 300. He's at 4,500.
If you're going to go in that 4,200 range, I like Shea Theodore a lot. Solid floor with upside in the matchup against Carolina. I like him and Miller for Vegas. For
I like cheap. Colin Miller a lot.
Colin Miller's 3,700. Been shooting a little bit more lately, and he's got 6 assists in his last 5 games. 3,700 won't kill you, but he's more tournament play for me, even though he is really cheap.
Absolutely.
Oh,
looking
boy.
Below 4K right now. I'm not really seeing much that I want to go after. I'm looking below 4K right now to see if there's any other punt options. If you're going that low, it's got to be Colin Miller.
Yeah, other than that, you can take a stab at Michael Kempney for Washington. Huge large field tournament.
Sometimes, he's offered a solid floor.
No one else for me down there.
Everything else is a wasteland.
Flynn, I don't want to burst your bubble. I don't know if this helps you or not, but Saros is likely for Nashville.
I might be on the Saros train.
Saros definitely is going to be put into my pool if he starts. And as
he's played a lot better than Pecorine.
As of a half hour ago, he was likely. So, but all right, so since we have been on the pod, guys, we have had a bunch of goalies confirmed. So I'm going to go through and mention the confirmed, projected, and the likely starters for all the games tonight. And this is as of 12:50 p.m. Eastern. We have Cam Ward for Chicago confirmed, Carter Hutton for Buffalo confirmed, Anders Nilsson for Ottawa confirmed. Matt Murray is still projected. Mike Smith for Calgary confirmed, Braden Holtby for Washington confirmed, Jesus Saros likely for Nashville, Roberto Luongo confirmed for Florida, Andre Vasilevskiy confirmed for Tampa Bay, Thomas Greece likely for New York Islanders, Legassi is confirmed for Vegas, and Peter Marzorak confirmed for Carolina, Frederick Anderson confirmed for Toronto, Jimmy Howard likely for Detroit, Devin Dubnyk still projected for Minnesota, and Ben Bishop confirmed for Dallas. So with everything you've heard, load up on Carolina. That brings us right into our favorite stacks of the night. Flynn, take it away.
That confirmation, let's go with Carolina 1. Still like Vegas 1 and 2, leaning more towards 2. Washington 2 I like.
Washington 2 gets the bump for me over Washington 1.
Like we were saying before we started recording, I'd like to see Backstrom with those guys instead of Kuznetsov. Detroit 1 is my sneaky stack of the day, though.
Yeah. Chicago 1, Chicago power play, Chicago 2. I like all of them. Think they're all going to be lower owned. With the goalies confirmed, this slate just broke wide open.
Sure did.
And guys, a lot of things...
do a lot of reevaluating.
A lot of things are going to change from the beginning of the podcast with all the goalie confirms. So you might want to join the DFS Army. Go over to dfsarmy.com, sign up using promo code NHLPODCAST, save yourself 20% a month. Things like this happen all day long. From the beginning of the podcast, we started this at about 11:30, and now it's almost 1, and a lot has changed. So get in, get our late changes, our late news, notes. You can get every sport you want, all the research stations, domination station, coaches' picks, coaching, direct messaging, everything. Sign in, get all the late breaking news. That's all for me today. Flynn, you got anything else for the listeners?
I think that's going to do it. See you guys at the top.
All right, guys. Good luck tonight.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.